care of itself. And they've done a pretty good job of it, too. Now, they was one of the most rude, supposed to be, sportsmen I ever saw was a guy that lived in Dritter. I won't call no name because he's not living now.
Yeah.
But there was one covey of quails out in this neck of the woods out here.
Uh-huh.
And he got them all but two. And I'll be safe in saying he put in 2 weeks of hunting that other two birds trying to kill him.
Yeah.
And we just got to where we didn't have any until this restocking program come. Of course, we got plenty again now.
They restocking soon?
They did back some years ago. I don't shoot a quail because he's too pretty. He's a farmer's friend, too. He eats bugs winter and summer. Some of the birds, they don't stay here all the year and don't help out. And according to what I've read, that the quails are the best boll weevil corella they are.
Is that so?
Yeah, they've killed them and checked their craw, you know, and they'd find boll weevil in there.
Y'all got problems with that bug here?
Well, yeah. There's boll weevil here if you grow cotton. Of course, right now, this year, there's not a hill of cotton plant in Bull Garden Parish. We got
a hill?
Not the first plant was planted in Bull Garden Parish this year.
Is that so?
Yeah, there was two people that had a 2-acre allotment. They released all the other down to 2 acres.
Yeah.
And neither one of them got to plant a hill. One of them's a lady, and she just loves to grow cotton. And she said she couldn't get no cotton seed, or she'd have planted her some. She'd lay in for it next year, though.
Yeah. Well, I can remember when Louisiana was supposed to be the big cotton place, cotton state.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. Well, they used to raise a lot. Tell me about what you'd have to do with cotton when you raised it up.
Well, back then, there wasn't any planters.
Mm-hmm.
And Dad, he'd open that, make the ground up and then open up a little furrow. And we'd take that cotton seed and we'd drop them in there by hand.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't have too many cotton seed, then you wanted them to go as far as possible. Take them out to a clay place and wet that ground, roll these cotton seed on there, and it'd make them be just like a pea. They wouldn't stick together.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just drop 2 or 3 seed in a place about a foot or 15 inches apart, and you can plant a big place with fewer cotton seed. And then when it come up, well, of course the grass come with it, and you got your hole, and you went in there, and there's too many hills in the stalk, too many hills in a bunch. Well, you take out what you wanted to and get that grass out of there. And then he'd come around with a little old plow and push some dirt back up to it. And then, of course, now that had to go on. That cotton had to be thin.
Yeah,
and
chop it.
Yeah, chopping cotton, that's what they call it.
Yeah.
And if you drilled it solid, well, you cut out until you get it down to the distance you want it.
Right.
And then heal it up. And some people didn't have, but most all of our time, we kept some old geese. And them geese was for the cotton patch. And they'd eat the grass. And all we'd have to do with the hole then, after we chopped it, was go through and get the weeds out.
I heard tell that.
Yeah. And of course then they plowed it up until it got far enough along that it could outgrow the grass or the weeds, either one. So
yeah.
And then layer by, and then when it started opening, we'll get your cotton sack and go in there.
Yeah.
I'll come in from school in many evening and go in and get me a baked sweet potato out of the warmer of the old stove and eat it and change clothes and hit the cotton patch. Hoeing and chopping. Farm children then worked.
Yeah.
And
cotton growing was hard work too.
Yeah, it's hard work.
Was it a profitable crop? It was a profitable crop.
Yes.